closer.
MotivationFreeForAll.com.
Are you struggling? Do you have goals? Do you want to get in better shape? Firm up? Lose weight? Do you have a job or career aspiration? Do you want to move up? Are you establishing a company? You need motivation. Valuable lessons and profound philosophies from iconic writers, political luminaries, influential philosophers, and historical figures. Motivation free for all, mind, body, and spirit.
Warning. Some specific terminology may be culturally insensitive, even though the important topics discussed are still relevant. We do not censor classic literature or practical philosophy.
Clickman Digital Media, your culture's edge.
The Old Testament is a rich collection of literature that delves into the history, beliefs, and themes of ancient Israelite society. Through its diverse array of genres, including poetry, laws, creation stories, and prophecies, readers can gain a multifaceted understanding of the culture, religion, and values of the Israelites. The Book of Haggai, a short prophetic book in the Old Testament, focuses on the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile. Haggai, a prophet sent by God to encourage the people to prioritize the reconstruction of the temple, delivers a message of rebuke, exhortation, and hope. The book is divided into four concise messages delivered by Haggai over a short period, urging the people to consider their ways, prioritize the work on the temple, and trust in God's provision and faithfulness. Haggai's prophecies emphasize the importance of putting God first and seeking His kingdom above all else. Through Haggai's messages, the people are reminded of the blessings of obedience and the consequences of neglecting God's house. The prophet calls the people to repentance, faithfulness, and wholehearted devotion to God in order to experience His favor and blessing. Despite the challenges and opposition they face, the people respond to Haggai's message with faith and obedience, committing themselves to the work of rebuilding the temple. Through their perseverance and trust in God, they witness His faithfulness in providing for their needs and restoring His presence among them. The Book of Haggai serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of faithfulness, obedience, and trust in God's promises. Haggai's prophecies inspire the reader to prioritize spiritual renewal, seek God's kingdom first, and trust in His provision for all their needs.
The Book of Haggai from the World English Bible. Chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, "This is what Yahweh of armies says. These people say, 'The time hasn't yet come, the time for Yahweh's house to be built.'" Then the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, while this house lies waste? Now therefore, this is what Yahweh of armies says. Consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you aren't filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put them into a bag with holes in it. This is what Yahweh of armies says. Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood, and build a house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says Yahweh. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says Yahweh of armies. Because of my house that lies waste, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, for your sake, the heavens withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. I called for a drought on the land, on the mountains, on the grain, on the new wine, on the oil, on that which the ground brings forth, on man, on livestock, and on all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh, their God, and the words of Haggai, the prophet, as Yahweh, their God, had sent him, and the people feared Yahweh. Then Haggai, Yahweh's messenger, spoke Yahweh's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahweh. Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of Yahweh of armies, their God, in the 24th day of the month, in the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. Chapter 2. In the 7th month, in the 21st day of the month, the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How do you see it now? Isn't it in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says Yahweh. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, says Yahweh. And work, for I am with you, says Yahweh of armies. This is the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit lived among you. Don't be afraid. For this is what Yahweh of armies says. Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. The precious things of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of armies. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahweh of armies. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says Yahweh of armies. And in this place will I give peace, says Yahweh of armies. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh of armies, Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If someone carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with his fold touches bread, stew, wine, oil, or any food, will it become holy? The priests answered, No. Then Haggai said, If one who is unclean by reason of a dead body touch any of these, will it be unclean? The priests answered, It will be unclean. Then Haggai answered, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands. That which they offer, there is unclean. Now please consider from this day and backward, before a stone was laid on a stone in the temple of Yahweh. Through all that time, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50, there were only 20. I struck you with a blight, mildew, and hail in all the work of your hands. Yet you didn't turn to me, says Yahweh. Consider, please, from this day and backward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, since the day that the foundation of Yahweh's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree haven't brought forth. From this day will I bless you. The word of Yahweh came the second time to Haggai, in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the thrones of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders will come down, everyone by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahweh of armies, will I take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and will make you a signet, for I have chosen you, says Yahweh of armies. End of the book of Haggai, recording by Iswa, in Belgium, in January 2008.
Thank you for listening to Motivation Free for All, Mind, Body, and Spirit. For more information, go to motivationfreeforall.com. Motivation Free for All. Mind, Body, and Spirit was created, developed, and post-produced by CJ Glickman. Music produced and composed by Olmac Music, Glickman Digital Media, Your Culture's Edge. All rights reserved.